Before we begin the podcast, me and Jesse we've noticed that we don't even have subscribers. I mean, that's not a terrible thing. We just focus on Smallville, but if we really want to keep this podcast going for all the 10 seasons or maybe even more shows than that, we really need to get more subscribers, get more followers, so all the people that watch the show, maybe, we only have one subscriber, and we've had 29 views, so there's something going on, so we would love it if we had a little bit more subscribers, and maybe just maybe more views, like, just tell your friends about the podcast, just help us out. Okay.
Somebody. Save. Oh, somebody. Come on, drop the beat.
I have stuff in my mouth.
Yeah, oh, okay. What is up? Smallville MFs. I'm Noah.
I'm Jesse.
We have gotten to the episode of all episodes.
Is it?
No.
Oh.
Of course not.
Okay, I'm done.
This is an okay episode.
I like it.
Villain of the week, obviously Iceman.
That's not Iceman.
That's Iceman.
That wasn't Iceman. What are you talking about?
The guy that plays the villain, the guy that got Clark's powers, it's Iceman.
From what?
X-Men.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I don't watch X-Men. So I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Could have been a good joke, and then you ruined it.
I was like, there's no Iceman in this episode.
Gosh. What do we put for villain of the week during the ice episode?
Who did we?
Remember? The ice episode?
You put him in it, but he was like, freeze him. No, what was his code name?
Did I put villain of the week? I don't even know. I might just put something else.
Something stupid.
Villain of the week.
Copy man.
No. Villain of the week.
Transfer.
Jimmy Olsen.
That's not Jimmy Olsen, is it?
No. Villain of the week, Jimmy Olsen's brother.
That's not Jimmy Olsen's brother, is it?
You'll get it later. You'll get that joke later.
I'm pretty sure it's Jimmy Olsen's brother. Is it Ufro?
I can't tell you.
Kind of just did.
Well, in the show, did you see him having a brother?
Jimmy Olsen's a grown man.
No, he's not.
Or is he?
No, he's not.
Or is he?
Well, Leech. This episode.
Boring.
Starts off with Clark cheating. During a geological dig.
He's never going to get anywhere in life like that.
He's never going to get anywhere in life except if he cheats.
Yeah, unless you cheat.
Unless he cheats.
And never gets caught.
Never gets caught.
Dude, it'd be so cool, like, cheating your star test from the smartest kid in school.
How?
Because then you pass every year.
No, how would you cheat, though?
If you had x-ray vision.
How? What would you do with the x-ray vision?
Cheat.
How?
Take his answers and put them on yours.
Take what?
Like, copy his answers.
How?
With a pencil.
No, how would you copy? Okay. Who would you copy from? How would you do that?
The smartest kid in school.
Okay.
X-ray vision.
Why would you need x-ray vision if you just...
Because they have those, like, they separate you across the room and stuff.
But x-ray vision doesn't instantly mean... X-ray vision doesn't make you look, like, I can do it. Easier.
Well, I'm Superman. I can do what I want.
That was a flawed...
I didn't run around the room super fast where no one would know. I sat back in my chair like I didn't know anything.
Dude, what would you do if you had super speed?
Bro. I'd buy one of the Flash suits offline. And then go around as a real Flash. I wonder if I get copyrighted in the suit.
I don't know. Technically, it's not copyrighted if you don't have a YouTube channel or a podcast. Mm-hmm. Looks at the camera and winks. But even though there's no podcast. Anyway, if you had a company and you use the same character as another person, that's copyrighted.
Yeah.
But if you I don't know, if you have a YouTube channel mm-hmm. and it's not a company, mm-hmm. And you, like, have Superman or Scooby-Doo or something like that, you're good. You're okay.
Really?
Yeah.
So I could really be the Flash?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so. Hmm. Like, that would be cool. Like when you go to a Comic-Con and you dress up as someone, you don't, you, no one's like, that's copyrighted.
Yeah.
You're gonna get copyrighted, bro? Dude, man, the next Comic-Con's gonna be lit, dude.
And nothing?
Yeah.
Who's gonna be there?
I don't know. You coming, right?
Maybe.
I mean, we're gonna take you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That'd be lit.
Of course, bro. Like, why wouldn't we? It's a Comic-Con.
I've never been.
I am gonna dress as Iron Fist.
Are you?
I actually am. I found a tutorial video on how to make an Iron Fist mask, and it's lit, dude. Like, it looks amazing.
Are they household items?
Yeah, well, no. Like, you gotta buy the items, but like, the guy put links below on how to buy the items. Mm-hmm. It's amazing, dude. And, yeah, I'm definitely going as Iron Fist, because last year, I wanted to go as Netflix Iron Fist. Because in the first episode, he just looks like a hobo, but, like, he has the tattoo of the dragon. Uh-huh. So I was just going to do that. And then someone was like, wouldn't you have to get a perm and dye your hair? I was like, never mind.
You're right.
I only dress up in Comic-Con twice.
Really?
First year, I went as Finn the Human.
Yeah.
Have you seen pictures of that? You have?
Mm-hmm.
When?
The only one, I think.
There's a picture of me as Finn the Human?
Yeah, with your aunt, right?
Hmm?
You went with your aunt, right?
No.
You were there with that young girl? Who dressed up in some black costume?
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah, the picture in my room. Yeah. I was the best Finn out there.
Were you?
I was.
Were you the only one?
So many people wanted to take a picture with me, actually.
Really? Were you the only Finn?
No, I wasn't the only Finn. I was just the best one. Like, there's this one chick that was like Fiona.
Mm.
She was kind of cute. And it was pretty cool. Like,
you take a picture with her?
I took a picture with her. And so many other people wanted to take pictures with me. Some people wanted to take pictures of me, and then other people wanted to take pictures with my mom.
Mm-hmm. What was your mom?
She just as, people wanted to take pictures of her because she dressed as Felicia Day from The Guild, and, like, so many chicks were like, oh my gosh, I love that show, and she was like, yeah, I know, right? I was like, okay.
I've never seen it before.
Like, there was this one, Marceline, that wanted to take a picture with me. I was like, oh, cool, Marceline. That's cool.
Oh, is that her up there?
Huh? No, she's not the person in the photo. That chick was Batgirl.
Do you know her?
Yeah. She used to work with my mom.
She's really young.
No.
She was your height?
Yeah. She was smaller than me.
You sure, bro?
She's still the same age. She's not the same age. She's still the same height.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
And, oh, dude, the coolest thing happened at that Comic-Con. I never told you this. I can't believe I forgot to tell you this. When we were walking around, this group of Mario Bros came out. One was a Mario.
Mm-hmm.
One was a Luigi. And one was a Wario.
Mm-hmm.
One was a Wario.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started doing the Cupid Shuffle.
Really?
Down, down, do your thing, doing kind of brand new. That's the Cupid Shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's the other one, like, to the left now, y'all.
That's Cupid
Shuffle. One hop this time.
That's Cupid Shuffle.
No, it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
No, the one like, down, down, do your thing, do you got a brand new, and the Cupid Shuffle, that's the Cupid Shuffle.
Like, to the left, now?
Yeah.
Now?
That's the Cupid Shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one, it's like, now one hop this time, Right foot, left stomp. Left foot, left stomp. Hands on knees, hands on knees. Dun, 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 dun.
I don't know.
Yeah. You know that one?
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what it is.
But they started doing that one, and then a bunch of people started, like, coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, they made a crowd.
Did they really?
Yeah, I was thinking about going in, but I was like, man. My mom really was like, it was at that time when I was super shy. My mom was like, go in, I'll give you some money if you do it. I was like, nah.
I'm with nah. Just for a few seconds.
Yeah. That was pretty cool though. And then they just started walking around the Comic-Con with their speaker box was a mystery box from Mario.
Not pretty cool.
Yeah. Hmm. So they just like walked around with that whole thing. And then the next year, pretty sure the next year, I dressed up as the Great Saiyan Man from Dragon Ball Z.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, back to the year before that, that was, I think, the first year I met Stephen Amell. No, that's not the first year. I didn't meet Stephen Amell at that time. The Comic-Con before that, I met Stephen Amell, the star of the hit show Arrow. And then 2 years later, I met Stephen Amell again.
Did he remember you?
No.
Well, did you ask him?
No, of course I didn't ask him. He meets like thousands of people every day. Well, I mean, that one year, the first year I met him, I was wearing a Batman shirt. Yeah.
And I'm going to go, you didn't represent the second time either?
No.
Do you even watch Arrow when you met him second time?
Yeah.
Dude, I watch
Arrow from the beginning.
Like first premiere?
When the first episode was about to air, I was like walking to my mom's room. I was like, what are you doing? And she was like, oh, there's a new show about Green Arrow coming on. I was like, what? Really? And then I watched the first episode and I just kept watching. Like my mom watched the first episode with me and then she stopped watching after like episode 2.
Mm.
I just kept watching.
I don't like it as much as The Flash.
Oh, yeah. When did you start watching The Flash?
After Arrow.
You didn't start watching Arrow, though.
Mm-hmm. I've watched Arrow. I've seen all of season 3.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you haven't watched the newest seasons?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, season 6 is so good, though.
Yeah.
Can you believe that there's been 6 seasons of Arrow and 4 seasons of The Flash?
You really think they'd quit by now? Just cause
Nah.
I mean, no, not because they do it bad, but they cancel a lot of their shows.
If it's a bad show and it's lasted this long, they cancel it.
Yeah.
I mean, Smallville went on for 10 seasons.
It's a good show. You can see a lot of The Flash in it. Like, you can see a lot of Smallville in the new Flash.
Yeah. But back to the episode. We got really carried away.
All of us in picture.
Clark gets hit by lightning while one of the kids is holding a meteor rock because they were on a geological scavenger dig. And somehow
that's
it's...
That's
it, bud. This has been the small... No, I'm kidding. They switch powers somehow because he had a meteor rock in his hand and Clark gets hit by lightning. They never really address that. They just say, oh, yeah, that happened, and never talk about the science behind it.
They really don't. Well, he tells his dad to figure it out because he's a scientist.
What?
Because that's like, how do that? You figure out you're a scientist?
Who?
The kid who took Clark powers.
Oh. Well, no. No. They never talk about it. That's not what I was talking about. The scientist doesn't count.
Oh, yeah.
But, shut up. But, I would have to, okay. This is a little hand-me-down segment I like to call, Jesse, you thought. Let's see, all the people that Jesse thought was about to die. First of all, you thought Eric, the guy, the Superboy of the episode, you thought he was gonna die. You thought he was gonna die because he was about to jump off.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, oh no, I barely knew him.
Yeah.
But he was about to die. And then you thought...
Clark.
You thought Clark was about to die.
Because of the meteors.
Because of the meteors. Then you thought Clark was about to die again. When Eric was, like, swinging him around. Then you thought the bully was going to die.
Well, people.
Then you thought Clark was going to die again when he was fighting Eric again. Then you thought Eric was going to die because of all the electricity.
It happens. Mm.
I don't even want to count how many people that was.
Too many.
Too many. Too many to count. That's just too much. That has been Jesse, You Thought. And that was a weird segment. That was a weird episode of Jesse, You Thought, because...
The people were dying left and right.
Yeah. Like, that's the longest one we've had so far.
Giggity. Actually, it was the one with that... The was like, someone's going to die close to you, so I thought everyone was going to die.
Oh, that's very true. Trust me, there's more episodes where you think everyone's going to die.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Quality.
There's one episode where everyone almost dies.
Oh, is it really?
And then there's one episode where everyone dies in the whole world. No, I'm kidding. Jesse just stopped speaking. Really?
Wow. All you hear in the background is just the door closing behind me.
You just hear Jesse say, I'm done. And close the door.
Can't do this no more.
So, this is the most proclaimed, the most Oscar-winning role, the most Oscar-winning segment we like to call fashion report segment.
Report.
I'll go first. Freaking Chloe with the freaking, with the hat and the scarf that are both red, but her jacket is freaking white, and her outfit is brown. Doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't match, bro.
Doesn't match, bro. Only matches her hat, and that's just accessories. Doesn't even match the whole thing. And freaking Eric's crush, the girl that he likes,
rocking the turtleneck.
The freaking turtleneck. It's always the turtleneck.
Turtleneck master race.
No one likes the turtlenecks, guys.
They're so old.
Ugh. I hate the turtlenecks.
Mine has to be the everyone's carrying a man satchel.
Oh yeah, Eric is playing. Why are you carrying that purse? It's not a purse. It's a knapsack.
It's a knapsack. Same thing. And then Martha Kent's just plain old nasty looking red shirt.
Yeah, that wannabe turtleneck.
Wannabe plaid.
Wannabe plaid.
All about that
plaid. Clark with all that plaid.
All about that plaid life, really.
Clark's all about that plaid life, bro. Like, he knows the plaid life.
And that ends the...
fashion report segment. Yep.
Quality.
The quality fashion report segment. But...
Lit.
But, I mean, okay, this episode is going to be a little short than the usual episodes, just because...
There's not much that happened, really.
Not much.
True villain.
No, yeah, not much happens. We kind of get the whole Clark... We kind of get the whole Clark loses his powers, the other guy gets powers, and then Clark gets them back. We kind of get it.
Yeah, you kind of had to see it coming, or they went ahead the other 10 seasons.
Yeah. What's your... Okay.
What's your favorite scary movie?
No.
Oh.
Stop it with the Scream references, okay? It's my job.
My own reference. But this convert me.
Okay. Here's a segment we like to call...
Okay.
Favorite scenes. I'll go first.
Go ahead.
First of all, most of all, flashlight. Oh, flashlight. Oh, ow. I don't know why. Okay,
LP right there.
Yeah,
but it still works.
Yeah, yeah. You don't even know the song I was doing.
Mm-mm.
Flashlight. I'll show you. I'll show you later. Anyway.
Okay, go home.
My favorite segment definitely is when he's when he's liking being normal, when he's playing basketball with Whitney and
Oh,
Pete.
I forgot about that.
I love that episode.
No.
I mean, the scene. I love it because, like, he's getting used to being normal and he's loving it. It's like, why are you smiling? We lost. And he's like, yeah, cool, right? I was like, awesome, being normal. And also, my favorite scene is when he gets hit by lightning.
Really?
It's a really cool scene.
My favorite scenes are, one, when he tells his mom and dad that they've been normal the whole life, and, like, it wasn't special. He's like, you and mom did it just fine.
Oh, yeah.
That made me laugh. And then
you and mom do it just fine. Oh, thanks.
Definitely the one where Lex is like, tell me the truth, Clark. What happened that night on the bridge?
He's like, it's okay. Nothing happened. He's like, tell me the truth, Clark. Nothing happened.
Hit me with this.
Hit me.
I'm suicidal.
Come on, I want you to do it. I want you to come on. Hit me.
I'm suicidal.
How would you rate this episode?
7 out of 10 hammers. We're gonna hit Clark. What about you?
I would have to say about 10. No, not 10.
No.
I would have to say about 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10 rose quartz rock.
I changed my abbreviation. It's 7 out of 10 knapsacks.
I changed my abbreviation. It's it's 8. It's 8 out of 10 wannabe turtlenecks.
It's 7 out of 10 cars flipped by a Superboy.
It's 8 out of 10 Superboys.
Yeah, well, I don't like him. He's such a mean dude.
Yeah. I mean, it's because of his parents, dude. Like,
that happens.
That's what Clark says, remember? It's because of his parents, bro.
And his mom seems pretty nice. It's just his dad, really.
Yeah, it's always the dad.
It really is.
Friggin' dad.
Oh, so they think you can just scream out Scooby Snacks?
Have you a Scooby Snack thing? We're eating Scooby Snacks, by the way. Because we're about that Scooby Snack.
Dog food.
We like dog food. The only edible dog food. Anyway, 8 out of 10 chores.
8 out of 10
2 hour long chores.
8 out of 10 nosebleeds.
8 out of 10 long wooden boards.
8 out of 10 sweatingness. Eight
out of 10 sleeping through class is.
8 out of 10 Pete saying Clark's not okay.
I think that's all we have to go over right now.
Yeah, that's about what we got.
Like I said before, please subscribe. No, not subscribe. Follow. We're not YouTube, okay? God.
Well, we can't be.
No, we can't. We literally can't. Mm-hmm. Unless we had a computer. Oh, wait, we do. Never mind.
We can't, but we don't want to.
Okay, well, we still can't. But, this has been the Smallville MFs. I'm Noah.
I'm Jesse.
Do. Come, Jesse, come. Please.
I don't know the theme song like that. I can just sing it. I don't know.
No, like the ending one, though.
Do,
we are out. Yeah.